Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Sometimes I'll turn on the microphone and I make my connection between Maine and Washington, D.C.
Right.
And today is one of those examples where I came into the show a little bit late today, and I turn on the little connecting machine that we have to connect the magic box.
Mike, watch the tech talk. We don't want to alienate people that aren't really into it.
No problem at all. And I hear Rob and Oscar chatting, and they're having this really pleasant, kind of lighthearted, it's just a very positive conversation. And then Dr. Gloom comes in, and I was just so depressed this morning that I have to apologize to my coworkers, because I know that I bring sometimes this tsunami of negative energy.
I don't always do it, but
I brought it today. You will admit that I brought it today, that you guys were kind of having a little chat, and then, it's just like, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? What's going on with this? Rofo, I'm nothing if not self-aware, right?
Absolutely.
I'm aware of my shortcomings, right? I know what I just did to them. I know that I just depressed them, but now hopefully I can uplift them by, yes, Rob.
We bounced back. Back, and I won't say how, but we bounced back,
right,
bonding over the mutual hatred of somebody's email.
Yeah, this is true.
And that was a turning point. That was, if it had been a motion picture, Mike, that was act three.
Well, I do the best I can sometimes, but sometimes it's one is the loneliest number. I have
it
to be
is.
Honest with you.
Yes.
And that's what I'm, I think really it's times like this that I say I've got to adjust the balance of alcohol in my life. And I've gone 4 days now. And maybe it's time to just have maybe one right before the show. That might.
Oh, I thought you meant 4 days of binge drinking.
No, 4 days without. Four days with nothing.
Oh, well, God.
4 days with nothing.
Mike, we've discovered the source of the electrical fire.
Yeah.
All you need is a drink. Just a little pop. You don't make the shaking stuff.
Days like this, I want to be like Billy Bob Thornton in Fargo. I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy bad. I really do. I want to be that guy that walks into an office and pulls a guy out by his tie. That's what I want to be.
I know the guy who you want to pull.
I really do. It's true. Anyway, it's mailbag day.
Yeah, because it's not about
Wednesday.
You, Mike.
No,
happy
it's not
Wednesday.
About me.
No, it's about them.
Are you going to change the theme song?
It's just getting warmed up. Yeah. One time.
We start today with a few gifts. What showed up in our P.O. box this week, Rob?
These are some good things, and we're going to start at the bottom and work up to the best thing of all, okay?
Oh, can't wait for this.
Oh, you'll love this.
Okay.
These always arrive without any sort of explanation. We got hats.
Ooh.
And there's no card. There's no explanation. This one I'll throw to
Oscar. Can I, before you begin?
Yes.
Before you begin, because it's that kind of day with me. You know that, right?
Right.
Are they good hats or are they crappy hats?
Well,
because I see in your lap,
they're
Iowa
themed hats. One is one I really like for a certain reason. Oscar, okay. Here is an Iowa Hawkeye chef's hat.
Oh, nice!
So when you're
okay, that's a crap hat.
But
that's
this is good, Mike. Right, because
it is. I mean, I'm just saying hats that you would wear. Although the joy of seeing him. Hold on, Rob.
Hat.
Don't go too fast. Okay, that brings me joy.
See, that's not bad.
How tight is that? Right,
it's elastic.
Oh, it's elastic?
It has elastic in the back, yes. There you go. That's
you
nice.
Know, you could go down to kitchens like from here all the way down to the Washington Monument.
Appreciate it. Thank
see
you.
That exact same scene.
Yeah, because we're all Latin, Mike. That's why.
No, thank you.
Now, this next hat is got a different level, because what have we always referred to for years? The country singers wear what kind of hat? A licorice hat, right?
Yeah, licorice hat. You talk about it all the
so
time.
So
yeah.
This was jammed in a small box by some random listener. So this is a misshapen Iowa Hawkeyes licorice hat.
And that's not going to fit you, and
no,
you're the one that
no,
likes
no.
the licorice hats.
No, but I think that it looks pretty good. Don't you think?
Yes. That's a gay cow. Yeah,
that's so look, you say, and it's the when season, did Billy right? Currington come in?
The season starts, what, this weekend or next weekend? When's the season start for the Hawkeye football team?
It should be this weekend. So that's exciting.
That's great. That's so, wonderful.
You know what? Our intern George is here today. I'm going to give him the licorice hat and have it reblocked. Now, our final gift comes from someone we know well. His name is Mark Riddell.
Mark Twitch.
Sounds like Casey.
I haven't seen Twitch in a while. Got to see Twitch when I get back down to Florida.
Everybody calls him Twitch.
You mean
Twitch.
Cancel on Twitch?
No, I did. I've also gone up there. Have I canceled on him twice?
Yes.
No, wait. No, hold on. Technically, I went up to a...
The hockey game?
No, baseball game. Went to a baseball game with Twitch, and then Twitch came down for the christening, so I will get together with Twitch again.
Nice.
I'll go up and see him, I promise.
Twitch bought a jukebox, and we've been talking back and forth, and I sent him some jukebox strips because he was unable to find them.
Yeah, jukebox money.
Strips, yes. Don't forget to bring your jukebox money.
And get Rob's jukebox strips in.
And so as a thank you, he sent me an LP. Now, this I had never heard of before. This is the score of Fiddler on the Roof, Mike, but it's sung in Yiddish. It's entirely
Yiddish. Get that on the machine.
And as a matter of fact, you can actually see on the back the liner notes are written in Yiddish, whatever their letters are.
Well, how beautiful is that?
So, Mike, I actually brought in my phonograph so we could have a little bit of it.
Please.
Let's listen.
Drop the needle and hear what it sounds like.
What are we going to be hearing here?
Oh, the opening.
Okay. Tradition. A Fiddler on the Roof.
And
sounds
Mike,
crazy.
Today's mailbag will be accompanied entirely by Yiddish music.
Very nice. Looking forward to that.
Here comes the star, Tevye.
Tevye walks out to do a little talking. All right. How long is this intro?
Just a couple more seconds, I believe.
Did you pre-listen to this at all?
Of course. I had to digitize it.
Right now.
A Fiddler auf dem Dach. A rocken Sinnen, ha?
Well, this is really what it should be, right?
See, I didn't know it was about a Jewish family.
Are there any other cuts? Did you bring any other cuts?
Of course. Well, I know your favorite, as a matter of fact, Mike.
Okay.
This is sunrise, sunset.
Oh, is this the... It's kind of Germanish, isn't it?
Well, Yiddish is based in German, I believe, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, is it Yiddish or German?
No, this is Yiddish, but Yiddish,
but Yiddish
and German have a lot of... They have a lot of overlap, yeah.
I get it. That's wonderful. What a beautiful, beautiful tribute.
A lovely gift, and I thank Twitch for it dearly.
Twitch, that's the best gift of the month. Fantastic.
I wish you had been there when Carrie came to the basement last night and asked me a question about something that we were dealing with and paused and heard this and said, what are you doing? Doing my job, baby. Just doing my job.
Well, thanks, Mark Riddell. He of the Ringling Brothers Feld Empire. Thank you. So Marty Cameron turned 35 on August 20th. He loves our show. Are you really going to play the
I think it's nice. We don't have to. Let's bail on that and do
don't
this.
Please. So Marty Cameron turned 35 on August 20th. He loves our show, and his wife Robin loves him. That's a weird love triangle. Great Scott, Bridget Cox turned 35 this week.
Bridget who?
Bridget Cox.
Oh, okay.
She turned 35 this week. Happy birthday, Bridget. And I guarantee you, Bridget ain't frigid.
Yeah.
Matt Wokus just turned 48 and would love to know if late onset erectile dysfunction is common among men his age.
Yes.
Did you say yes, Rob?
I say yes. Just, you know what? I mean, he's already having a bad day. Why make it worse?
You know, at 56, I will tell you, going strong, Matt, but I will tell you, alcohol is a demon when it comes to that.
Yes.
I think the older you get, the more alcohol can affect the Schwanstucker. So just be aware of that. John Crandall turns 37 this Friday, and like Mike, he recently left Northern Virginia and relocated to Florida. He refuses to acknowledge that he's aging, but he is looking forward to his midlife crisis car. You're a baby. You're 37. Don't worry about it, baby.
I bet he doesn't have erectile dysfunction.
No, not at 37.
No.
37, it's difficult to get out of the car. Bailey Roberts turned 14 years old on Thursday, August 20th. She's our biggest teenage fan in Mobile, Alabama. Used to have a lot of listeners down
there.
Hi, all. Our next letter. I would like to recognize my wonderful husband, Hank Reuter's birthday.
Hank.
Hank's a big-time fan of the show. It was on Tuesday, August 25th. Thanks to everyone at TMOS for bringing us together and keeping us laughing. I am truly blessed to have him as a partner and in love and in fun. Thanks, Laura Reuter. And that's good stuff. Thank you very much, Laura.
Great
and,
fans.
Let me see. When was Hank born? August 25th. No age for Hank Reuter?
Ageless, Mike.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it's interesting. You know, I'd like to know when he was born.
Laura, get back to me.
What do you think, the August 25th? What year do you think Hank was a baby?
Oh, golly. I think I would put him at 1970.
27. Okay.
What do you think? How about you,
sure.
Mike?
I just asked the question.
Well, you know, we'll figure it out.
I have a question for Mike. My husband and I are seriously contemplating moving to Bangor, Maine.
Hey, that's nice. Nice
Bangor.
What is that?
Yeah.
My husband is hoping to transfer to the Hollywood Casino there. He currently works for Hollywood in Maryland. We are actively looking online for smaller, older homes. My question, are there any negatives that we should know about? Any neighborhoods we should avoid?
Ooh.
I love the cold and snow. The answer would be Bangor itself is a very old town and has the old town atmosphere with like a town square.
Sure.
There's some beautiful homes there. In the rural areas, you get a variety of everything from double wides to you know, places that are farms with lots of land. So you got lots of opportunities up here, Sue. And, you know, I love it. I love Maine, so I recommend
it. Well, I think
it
she'll probably have the same criteria you did when you moved to Maine, is live close to the casino.
Yeah, I think what I would recommend, really, if you really want to downsize, is talk to Gagan's Brewery, which is right in the parking lot next door, and see if they'll rent like a closet for you guys to live in. And then your husband can walk to work, and you can drink Smiling Irish Bastard all day.
Beautiful.
Long, Sue.
Yeah.
That's my advice to you. Moving right along, Joseph McCann writes, "Gentlemen, Princess Diana died on my brother's birthday." Well, that's a depressing thing. This drives my brother insane. Every year he gets a little drunk and starts saying things like, "You know, that dumb sea ruined my birthday, right? Let it go, man."
Wow.
And not just this one, all of them. Really?
I know, right?
I'm stunned at
that
this.
That is rough.
Yeah, he can't even.
Kevin McCann is a loving husband, a responsible father, and an upstanding lawman. But every August 31st, he melts down like a Walmart toddler with low blood sugar. He once spent an evening telling everyone that Elton John's next song should be called "I'm Sorry, Kevin." This might be my letter of the week. I would ask the Grease Man to cheer him up, but we all know Mike O'Mara is not a comedy slot machine, and you can't jerk him around until the comedy falls out. TMOS runs on money, not good intentions. Exactly!
Right on!
Joseph!
This guy knows it.
I like Joseph a lot. With that being said, Kevin is a proud TMOS bonus show subscriber. He read Open Mic, and he constantly recruits for the TMOS community. Thanks for the funny, guys. And I, well, you know what? If Kevin's that kind of guy, and he's a lawman, he's the man in blue,
yeah.
We support our law enforcement officials. Yeah. So, you know, to hell with that sea that ruined your birthday. But it really wasn't her fault, Kevin. Let it go. Please.
That's true. The police cleared her of all charges.
Wow, that's it. That's fantastic. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that. Heavy DBD.
Hey, look, 777 on the comedy slot machine.
Kevin McCann. Hey, Kevin, like a candle in the rain. Sorry, had to do that. Hi there. I was wondering if Mike ever got around to doing the Captain Dave Fogel show.
This, Mike, I remember this.
I know there were 5 or 6 weeks where he promised to do it on the old morning show. I'm going to say, John Alonzo, that may have been shtick on the old morning show. I think I really didn't want to.
I think
I was jealous that Don did, but I never really wanted to. So, it's,
but as I recall, though, the good captain never really felt it was shtick. I think he felt it was genuine. And there was a lot of, you know what I'm going to do, Dave, is one of these days I'm going to stick around the studio till your show comes on at 4, and we'll do the show.
Well, I think it was his TV show we were talking about. I think it was his TV show, the Captain Dave Fogel show.
Did he have like a video zoo show?
I think he did. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what zip code I was living in back then. Next letter, good day. I just heard the podcast where Mike visited the Great White North. I play in a rock band that has toured Canada. Most of the people I met from Quebec province hate the French.
Really?
Like the real French? The people from France?
Sure.
I mean, really hate the French. People spit on the ground if we mention France in a conversation. Wow. The people of Montreal are somewhat neutral regarding the rest of Canada. But as you move north through Quebec province, they also hate the southern Canadians. So, in closing, the people of Quebec City are a little like Rob. They hate Canadians, and they hate the French. Cheers, Mark Stauffer.
Isn't that
okay,
nice?
Thank you very much. I'm not quite sure to keep track of the hate there, but north, south, everywhere. Dear TMOS, my son Luca. Hey, there's another Luca.
Hey, Luca.
Yeah.
My son Luca and I share a birthday on August 26th. He will be 7, and I will be 54. He is a lifelong TMOS listener and prefers listening to TMOS over anything else in the car.
Aww, isn't that
I have
sweet?
Been listening since the WAVA days and been a huge supporter and promoter of the show in its many incarnations. Could Mike please wish Luca a happy birthday in a way that will amuse a 7-year-old? Farts are probably the key here, okay? thank you, kind sir, from Mitch Nieto. All right, Luca, you're a very good boy. And I hope that you enjoy your birthday.
Oh, God.
Luca, is that your teacher that I see standing up in the front of the class? Listen to what he's doing. Luca's teacher. We won't say which one. We don't want to get him in trouble.
No,
how do you like that, Mitch? Thank
you.
Good job. Gentle boys, my body may be turning 49 on August 28th, but my mind is securely in my late teens. These people that are like 37 and 49.
They think they're old.
They're not.
No.
I have to tell them that. Old is me. Thank you, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, for your service to mankind. Marco Paredia or Pareda.
Pareda.
Pareda, thank you very much. One of the, I think, West Coasters, I believe.
And a great magazine that comes in the Sunday paper, the Pareda.
Paredo.
Yeah.
And now the next letter. Dear TMOS Show, last Thursday I saw my best friend and loyal TMOS listener, Kevin Lawrence, with a sad look on his face.
Aww.
It indeed confirmed that I had been an asshat instead of a best friend. Oh, an apology letter.
Yes.
He did not hear, well, let's get the right music on for
that.
Hold on just a second, because I don't think we should have the happy, happy, joy music when it's a sad. Sounds like this is going to be a very sweet and poignant apology letter, so let's play the pony music, shall we? All right, very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't like that.
Last Thursday, I saw my best friend and loyal TMOS listener, Kevin Lawrence, with a sad look on his face. It indeed confirmed that I had been an asshat instead of a best friend. He did not hear a birthday wish for himself on Wednesday's show, and it left a gaping hole in his fabulous existence. You see, Kevin Lawrence is one hell of a guy. He lives a life that Bill Clinton would envy. There's never been a ring on his finger or a leash around his neck. Well, maybe. He's a true lifelong playboy who turned 44 last Friday, and he maintains a rotation of ladies in their 20s.
Ooh. Good man.
Even with all of that, not hearing a birthday greeting on his favorite show is a crushing blow. I'm sure that the best belated birthday gift would be a greeting from all his girlfriends together on your show. Could Oscar, Pony, and Rob each wish Kevin a special birthday wish as these ladies? Liz, Allie, and Sarah.
I want to be Sarah.
I want to
be Sarah. And Ropa wants to be Allie. Rob, that leaves you as Liz.
I'll be Liz.
Liz, could you please wish Kevin a happy birthday?
Hello, Kevin. I'm waiting for you. I'm in a negligee, and I'm ready to screw.
Allie, would you like to wish Kevin a happy birthday, please?
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Oh, God.
I really have to
drop some news on you on your happy birthday.
That's like Pennywise the clown coming out of the sewer.
Yeah, does she live under under a manhole?
Sarah, Sarah, you're last. You're the last one in the rotation. Would you wish Kevin a happy birthday, Sarah?
Look, I'm not going to play your game, man. I'm just going to say you're living the dream. Yeah. Happy birthday.
She sounds like a man.
Well, he's
dead. He's living the dream.
As a devoted listener, I also know that his life always needs more TMOS, so I'll be giving him 3 months of TMOS bonus shows and one audio copy of Open Mic, which I know he will enjoy. Thank you, and keep bringing the funny. And let me see. That comes from Eric in Vancouver. Woo! Eric, I would tell you, if you really want to be a great friend, why did you give him 3 months and not pop for the whole year? What? Damn it. Start the show, you hump.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's a talk show.
Right.
But it's on one of these streaming networks. On Boosca. You ever heard of Boosca?
No.
It's a new thing. It's the future, buddy.
It doesn't matter because it's all garbage.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of it? Even your show?
You've been on it. You know what it's like.
Yes, I have been on your show, and you've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, but now that you're a veteran, give me some advice.
Well, the first thing is control.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give it to you at the beginning or say they're giving it to you. You got to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go in there. They're going to say, oh, we love you. We want you to be you. And then pretty soon they'll just chip away at it.
Yeah.
You'll be lucky to be able to pick the chair you get to sit in.
Oh, my God. Sorry, man.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I hurt my back on it. I was lifting a kettlebell.
You should leave those on the floor, I think.
You know, gravity has a purpose.
That's right.
And when I defied it.
Paid the price.
All right, so that's one, control. Any other advice?
The chair. The chair that you sit in is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You are the captain of the ship. It is your vessel. It is sometimes your only friend. You have to feel present in it.
Good chair. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, Conan's always had a wonderful chair. I mean, I sit on the couch, and so, you know, I don't have a desk to hide behind, so it's all belly and balls for me.
Is that your nickname on the show?
Depending on my mood. One day I'm belly, and one day I'm balls.
Oh.
You wouldn't like balls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Enlighten me about that clip. I have no idea. That sounded like heavy smokers.
It was the Marc Maron show. It's called Maron. It's IFC.
And does Maron smoke? Does Maron smoke cigarettes?
I think he used to.
Yes.
Wow. He used to do
That's
a lot.
That's a funny guy. I'm becoming a slow fan of his. I'm going to start. I'm going to start listening to him on a regular basis.
Put your toe in his TV
because he really needs
show.
The help.
He might catch on. Put your toe in his TV show. It's pretty good. Pretty
very
funny.
Good. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. We've been telling you, a lot of you are responding to the Sleep Number Kids bed. Please check that out. I urge you to do that. And maybe you considered a Sleep Number bed, but you thought that you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Here's some great news. There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store. This is the time of year they do it for you. All the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. This is their time. This is the time you, the Mike O'Mara Show listener, need to take advantage of getting the best prices ever on a Sleep Number bed. It lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me. I tell you all the time about my Sleep Number setting, which is an 85. Carla's is a 65. It adjusts on both sides. Here's another thing. When I'm bouncing around like I do normally in the middle of the night, it doesn't affect Carla because she's got her own sleep platform. That's the way the Sleep Number bed works, people. It not only adjusts to your perfect comfort level for you and your partner, but you can bounce around and it's not going to disturb your partner either. They don't even know that you're having a horrible, restless time over there when you finally go to sleep and enjoy 8 hours of bliss because the Sleep Number bed is so damn perfect, okay?
Nice! Mm.
I sleep great and I can prove it because all Sleep Number beds come available with optional Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep IQ last night, 94. As soon as I close my eyes, it's a straight shot, baby. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all All beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose like Santa and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So hail, hail, the gang's all here. And yeah, you got my apology for my behavior.
I don't think I need to apologize,
but I do bring that. And sometimes when it's a light atmosphere, I know that's difficult. I know it affects Oscar like a small child. It does. It throws him complete. How much does that affect you when I come in ready for bear and I come in my one of my states of mind?
I think I told your wife a long time ago. No, it was 2 weeks ago. How were you communicating with her? I said, we're on the phone with her.
Of course you were.
I said, your husband is a hard man to work with. And
but then again, that's your MO, though. You work with hard men to work with.
Harder than Chad is to work with. Much, much harder. Yes.
All I know is I sat in that group. I've never done to you what Chad did to you that one time. That's for sure.
Was it because of the actual...
That was years ago, and I let it go.
But is it because you were with Mike five times as often? Is that why it's harder?
No, I worked with Chad much longer.
I'm talking about currently, and I'm trying to help you out.
No, no, Mike is mercurial, and he is bipolar, so you got to deal with that.
I'm not bipolar.
Yes, you are.
How are you? What do I say to that? When you say that to me, what do I say to
that? Well, it's nothing you haven't heard before. You've heard it before, not just from me. I'm sure you've heard it from family and members, friends.
And you want to know what to say. If someone calls you bipolar, you better have two good answers ready to go.
And, Mike, that's what makes you such a genius. If you came in here and you're just level-headed and you were logical all the time and you were always right, that's not what people want to listen to. Look at Bruce Jenner. I am Kate. It's failing miserably, and all they're doing is good.
Unlike certain political people, though, I am capable of self-analysis and introspection, and Mike, I can say I'm
you
sorry.
You are a genius in your own right, and geniuses, they lash out at their loved ones. That's what they do.
As Billy Joel sang, you are the entertainer, and we know right where you stand.
I'm not devious, though. That's one
You're a great, loving, caring person.
Good friend.
I'm not devious.
I would put you in the top three of the most generous people I've ever worked with.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'd say that's almost a bipolar kind of a statement where I was a bipolar and then I'm generous. That's
no, they're not mutually exclusive. You can be both.
It's true. At least, though, I want to say this because once again, it's a-holes in the news today. At least I do come out and apologize.
Yes.
Yes.
I now, I have a question for you. I hate to talk about it, but I have to, with the lead story today in the news being that Univision anchor that was kicked out of the Donald Trump press conference.
Jorge Ramos.
I have to say this. Is this guy getting up in the morning and saying to himself, what's an a-hole move I can pull today? But it's not because the anchorman stood up at his press conference.
But
he
still
brought the controversy.
But Trump still handled it in a super
like
a-hole way.
Like a complete jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a complete jerk.
Do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah.
So we can all be on the same floor.
Okay, let me set it up.
The clip was in Dubuque, right?
This is in Iowa. Trump's out there having a press conference, and the lead anchor, who I am told in the Latin American world is the Walter Cronkite of anchor people in Latin America. This is a very well-regarded man and a very well-respected man in Latin America, and he got thrown out of the press conference by a guy that could not look any more like a Trump thug. But the fact is, he did speak out of turn. He didn't wait to be called on at the press conference, which is kind of protocol, and he was making kind of a point as opposed to asking a question. That's as fairly as I can set it up. You be the judge and the jury and the executioner.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision. Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
Trump. You cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot build a 1,900-foot wall. You cannot deny citizenship to children in this
country. Sit down, please.
Those ideas
You weren't called.
I'm a reporter and I have... Don't touch me, sir. Don't touch
go.
Me, sir. You cannot touch me. I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, can you give order?
Yes, go ahead.
That's Jorge Ramos of Univision. Yes. He's being escorted out of the room. He was asking a question, and Donald Trump
said he didn't call him. That's why he should be apologized.
He's being removed. Jorge Ramos refused to back down. Let's listen in.
You're running for president, and one of our country's top journalists, the main anchor of Univision, was just escorted out of your news conference. Do you think you handled that situation correctly?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know really much about him. I don't believe I've ever met him, except he started screaming, and I didn't escort him out. You'll have to talk to security, whoever security has escorted him out. But certainly he was not chosen. I chose you. I chose other people to answer. I mean,
stop it right there when he says that one thing. This is the one thing that freaks me out. Look, he's not going to be president, people. You know that.
Of course.
He's not. He's not going to be president. But the fact is, it wasn't me, security. My secret police sent him out.
You know what?
That's the presidency with this douchebag. Can you imagine? Really? There are people. There are too many people in this country. They have to get rid of this fantasy right now, okay? Think for just a second. I want people to take that little moment there. That was not me that escorted him out. That was my security.
No, he just said that was security.
That was security.
He distanced himself. And then later, CNN showed pictures of him with that same security detail. It's his security, but he distances himself.
I don't know who did it. I had a moment where, okay, let's take the fantasy to its fullest extreme. He becomes president of the United States.
No, no, no.
This is the kind of guy where you'd be sitting there going, oh, this is really good chicken, honey. Mm-hmm. Did you do that? Who's at the door? Where are you taking me? Where are you taking
also,
me?
Also,
I didn't kidnap
me?
Your husband. Jorge, security kidnapped your husband.
Jorge Ramos is the Tom Brokaw of Latin news.
He's a big deal, yeah.
So
absolutely,
if you're running
deal.
For president, you know who the F that is.
Well, he's a plaintiff.
We got to stop because we're way up on a break here. Let's continue this discussion. Look,
all right.
Love him, hate him. We in the media, we're still talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you heard that clip. I didn't hear the entire clip with the security comment. We'll come back. I want to get Oscar to talk about this because I know your mama still is a regular viewer of Univision,
yeah.
And we'll talk more about this and more fun and more thrill. We'll talk about kids shows when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We wouldn't have
to be worried. Joe, once upon a time, someone took a cheeseburger and added bacon to it. They made it better. Well, that's what we're doing with our murder mystery comedy show. We're adding bacon to it.
That's right. Rob Spiewak will be a part of our next show. It's called The Last Laugh, and you can see it September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets.
Will Rob get murdered?
Maybe.
Will Rob be the murderer?
Possibly.
Will he get drunk?
100% chance.
Again, September 4th, 7:30, Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets. You're going to eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. And maybe, just maybe, one of you will get to take Rob Spiewak's life with your bare hands.
Now that's comedy.
Nice. They got a little plug-in for their show.
Very cool. I got my lines yesterday. It's going to be fun. I got my lines. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff.
Oh, my God. Thank you for doing all the stuff I wouldn't even do if I lived there. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our 2015 bonus packages. Please, sir, can I have some more? Yes, you can. If 5 episodes a week aren't satisfying your TMOS cravings, you are not alone, and we are here to help. Join the other addicts who have decided to do something about it by taking the first step and subscribing to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. Admitting that you want it is the first step to getting what you crave and getting the help you need. Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, and it is a great way to support your favorite podcast. It's waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. The TMOS bonus package, it will make the shaking stop. And I mean it. Really.
Yes. Amen.
Get the help you need and crave, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So, Oscar, I have to say.
Yes.
I sometimes believe this man wakes up in the morning and craves a situation like he gets because with his base, with these people that are giving him 30% in a recent
Mike.
Republican poll, this guy is getting exactly what he's at the top of the news.
Yeah, but
he's been at the top of the news for 3 months. It's incredible.
He is look, as far as politics and your like real your daily mode of operation for him, I don't think he really thinks about what he does. As look, I can go all day about how Jorge Ramos is such an important pivotal part of really the American Latino and Latino culture around the world.
He's
because,
big Latin news, Mike. He's big news.
Well,
because
he is the Tom Brokaw of Univision, right?
It's cute you say Cronkite.
And,
he says
and he
Brokaw.
Was just crapped all over. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
he was
and,
just
it's, and it's
on.
Embarrassing not just for Trump, but it's embarrassing for anything any presidential candidate that would walk in a room and not realize who's in front of him, especially guys like that, right? I don't
That's
care.
That's a great point.
It's just
that
embarrassing.
That is a great point. So
when he said, I don't know who he is, that's very telling.
That's worse. That may be worse, in your opinion,
in my
than,
opinion, that's
than
worse.
Throwing the guy out because
you're
he
not
completely
prepared.
Diminished
you
him.
You do not care. You're not prepared. You should be at least prepared for that.
And with his third grade talking points.
Hold on. It's right up there. What's that, Rob?
He has his third grade talking points, and he gets up there, and he keeps regurgitating the same simplistic one syllable words about the same topics, and
but
when
that
he has
is
to
the
face
same thing.
And when he has to face something that's not expected, which is a guy he doesn't know, that's when he goes off the rails.
And that is the same equivalent of not knowing a world leader.
Yeah.
I would
yes.
assume media
yes.
is important, where you should know who the media leaders
or
and
have a team that says this is how we're going to prep you. This
and
is who
you,
these people
let
are.
Let me tell you, and I as we're having this discussion, I could picture a dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporter sitting there going, oh, like it really matters. Like it really matters who the anchorman on Univision is. They'd say that because that's the bigotry that is fostered by this Trump candidacy. The people that are bigots don't think that anybody outside of their stream of consciousness matters at all.
Because you have to realize the impact of your audience.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. That's right. I mean, that's what you need to do. Now, if this is all a bit and he really did know and he's just doing this to double down on the immigration issue, then I can't tell you the man's a genius if that's the case, because that's what's feeding this frenzy. Now, outside of it, guys, I wanna be very clear about this. And you know, I'm not a Trump supporter and I'll never be one.
Right.
But I'm shocked that there are so many people from all walks of life are really, and this is really telling, that his message is resonating with them. And it's not just about the immigration issue. It's the overall big government and the system and Washington, D.C. as a machine.
He's basically screaming that everything sucks.
Yes.
That's what he's doing.
I'm a manager. Appealing. I can manage.
When I walked into that barbershop, right?
Right.
Last week, and it was a fun story, and I got the wrong haircut, but whatever.
No, I think your beard looks good.
So,
that thin.
So, they were all like, they were Trump was on TV, and
always
they were doing the Trump. And these are
at an African American barbershop.
Yes. Yes.
They were shouting for Trump.
They were shouting for Trump.
Were they doing so mockingly,
it wasn't
or
a bit.
Were they being
It wasn't a bit.
That's scary.
Now
that is very
his
scary.
His message is resonating.
Well, it's a
his
simple message and it's easy to grab
yeah,
onto.
It's simple and it's easy, and it's not doing. It's not any specifics, and it's not any real policy.
Very broad.
It's that's what he's doing, and
but that's what really opened my eyes when I said, I thought I would never. If you would have said, "I'm going to bet you $1 million, you're going to go get your haircut here, and they're going to be Trump supporters."
Yeah,
I would say the overwhelming majority.
$1 million, by the way, I don't even have. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like 20 years of gross pay.
I will tell you this, that the overwhelming majority of pundits did not think Trump would be in the race at this point. A lot of people thought he wouldn't even be there. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I got one of my greatest treats today is he did a phoner with the Today Show. And again, I love when people call a TV show on the telephone. And he was doing the interview, and they brought up, I wish I had the name of the article, but a lady, a noted political pundit, actually said what we said weeks ago. She said that Trump is like the guy that a girl dates out of college that smokes cigarettes and rides motorcycles, and he's sexy and exciting, but she's going to end up marrying Jeb Bush because that's what her parents want her to
do.
Well,
that's what
Matt
Lauer said.
Yeah, but that guy laid a lot of pipe.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you remember 3 weeks ago we labeled Trump? He said, you know what he is? He's the crazy chick. Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, the hot
He's the hot, crazy chick.
But here it is. You've never had, even when you go back, and I'm old enough to remember some of these candidacies. I'm old enough to remember when people laughed about Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
I remember that. He was an actor from Los Angeles. Yeah, he was a governor. Ah, he's just an actor.
They used to do a thing on the show Laugh-In, which was a television show 45 years ago, Oscar. But they would do news of the future. And they'd come out and they'd tell, you know, fake news stories. And it was a funny bit. There is an episode where he says, Dateline 1980, President Ronald Reagan, that gets a laugh. Notion gets a laugh.
And the notion of that and our modern history of politics is peppered with
Vodka.
Peppered vodka is peppered with guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura, who are, you know, a professional wrestler became governor of a major American state.
Surreal.
I think in the world of politics, anything is possible. At the same time, I think that the same fear that drives a lot of our country's psyche would probably result in people being afraid to what he doesn't realize. And I really think Trump doesn't even realize this. Yes, he's going to grab a headline. But when he's throwing a guy out like that and he's looking that, let's just call it unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That scares people. Because they say, I don't want my president behaving like that. Because if it's a free-for-all, it's out of control.
To the reporter that
followed up.
You followed up, right? He was the guy who was initially called, and he said, do you think that's the way that the leader of the free world should act?
And the silence of the press corps where no one was going, hey,
right?
Like in a mob situation.
Yes.
Where if that was a town hall meeting, you would have the Trumpites who would be sitting there going, hey, behave yourself and do it. They were silent. You notice that? And
well, because if that happens, I mean, that's them.
That's them. That's censoring the press is what it is.
Now, question for you. If Trump had handled it better and if he hadn't said, not your turn, and go back to Univision, if he had just said, excuse me, I was speaking to this reporter, and then tried to press on, is there a way that he could have handled this?
He did at one point during the exchange.
Where Ramos could have been the villain.
He talked about, I think it was brought up the reality of building the wall, and he said, building a 95-story building is much more daunting a task. And that was a very good answer, in my opinion, to do that. But at the same time, no, he mangled it because he's afraid. He's afraid.
Yes.
He's afraid of that guy. He might know exactly who he is.
Oh, I guarantee.
In fact,
you know,
I'd
be willing to
does.
Guarantee he knows who he is. Because if you send a candidate out to a press corps like that, you're briefed on who everyone is.
Let
but
me ask
isn't
one
he
last
suing?
Question.
He's suing Univision.
And yeah. this anchor's named in the lawsuit as well.
But that's also for the Miss USA pageant or whatever.
But still.
But it's us, but he names the anchor, for just because the anchor's been on his ass for a very, very long time. Let me ask this last question about that. Do you think that we have a boring factor? Because as much as I was curious about that and I looked in on it, there's a part of me that's going, okay, same old, another day, another Trump show. Do you think that there's a shelf life for this kind of nonsense? Do you think there is?
I don't know, because
I'm either.
Still riveted by it.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I will say
that. So is everybody. That's
I will
why the
say
ratings
that the,
are up.
The Ramos thing yesterday was interesting, but I think that he's it's almost like if you're doing, like he's in the middle of sweeps weeks, because right now he's got his feud with Ramos and he's got his feud with Fox News, right?
With Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, with Megyn Kelly. You got to save the Megyn Kelly feud for next week. Like, the Ramos thing happens this week.
Oh, he's firing off his grand finale. He's got no fireworks for next week.
It all dies down, and he calls her a bimbo. I mean, this man loves headlines.
No, but now the chief of Fox News is
Roger
in a feud. Yeah, is in a feud with Donald Trump. And that is his base, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really. And you know what? I'll tell you, when that kind of crap starts going down, I begin to smell a real rat. Because these are smart people. They know what's going to happen. They know exactly how much play it's going to get. The only people that are the idiots are the talking heads on Fox. They're the ones that sit there. Like, if you look at Fox and Friends, those are the trained apes that come out there and do their little shtick every day.
I
think a guy
no
like Roger Ailes. When Roger Ailes, no bias whatsoever. Steve Doocy and I, like that.
Thick as thieves, Mike. Thick
That's
as thieves.
Right. Steve D. Doocy. But anyway. When Roger Ailes issues a statement, I think there's some savvy. This guy has that background,
mm-hmm.
and I think he might be crazy like a fox. He knows if he gets into a little shooting war with Donald Trump, that's
profile.
Just going to get the numbers up.
Yeah.
And
sure,
crazy.
Absolutely.
And then you'll see, you know what you're going to see? Mark my words. If I'm wrong about this, and I want to be held to the fire on this,
okay?
If I am wrong about this, you can tell me, let's say, I'm going to give you less than a year. You can tell me maybe in 8 months' time. but you will get the sit down finally happens between Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump. The meeting of the two. I think it'll happen sooner than later, and Fox will have another rating like they've had, and they'll kiss and make up and make night. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think it's very likely. They have a past. They do have a past together.
They do.
So.
They do. We'll see what happens. We'll take a break. When we come back, I meet an old neighbor up here from Manassas.
Hey!
Yeah. Anyway, we'll play the name game when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. I talked about my Trazer watch that I got with the incredible illumination, which really, I'm a watch guy. I love watches. If you're somebody that loves watches like I do, it's a great website to check out. They've got incredible deals, vintage watches, brands that I hadn't heard of before that are fantastic, including my Officer Pro, the squirrel watch, as the boys like to call it, but the one that illuminates. Got that on touchofmodern.com. It's the easy way to find all the newest products and stylings for your home, office, and closet all in one cool place. Let me ask you this. If you're somebody that loves modern architecture,
right,
if you like cutting-edge design, Touch of Modern is the place to go for you because they have incredible stuff, and it's pages and pages of it. They connect directly with top designers, timeless and unique products. We all love the site. It's always cool. It always changes. Touch of Modern scours the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, new and vintage watches that I told you about, sexy home decor. This week they've got an incredible section on lighting, modern lighting, that is really, really state-of-the-art. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how they do it every single day at touchofmodern.com. Check them out. It's really, really
great
worth
website.
Your time. Okay, so bumped into a neighbor. That's the only hint you're going to get.
All right.
Bumped into a neighbor, and we're going to play the question game. We will go round table just between Oscar and Rob this time, and let's see if you – this. The reason I am giving you this little game, it is a neighbor of mine. He also moved out of the fabulous Mecca of Manassas, and he was up here on vacation, and I bumped into him at a golf course yesterday with my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So we'll
Oscar,
start the questions. Question and a guess with Oscar Santos.
Ooh.
And
Jimmy
by the way,
Cerrito.
No, it's not Jimmy Cerrito. When I do the name game, it's because the name because it's a known name.
He shares a famous name. So yes, we wouldn't know the neighbor, per se.
No.
It's not the guy who lived behind you that was perhaps running meth and had the Maserati.
You mean the guy that lived in the like the 1,500 square foot home and drove the Ferrari?
That's the guy, yeah. So it wasn't
him.
No,
never got to know him, thank God.
And I think he had birds. But let's see. Does he share the name with a famous motion picture star?
No.
Okay, so I do not get to guess, and then we reset the board, and we go to Dorothy Kilgallen.
Is he a sports star?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Is it a
And I'm going to say, I'm going to give you one little hint here.
All right.
You have to change the direction of your questions. That's the only thing I can tell you. But you're kind of in a, you're in a giant ballpark.
Can I ask again? Quickly. Sports star was he?
What, by inverting the words, it's changing it?
What are you doing? No.
I changed the direction of my question.
That's not how it works. Not a sports star, not a movie star.
All right, how
about
this?
That is not where the name comes from.
His name?
That's the last hint I'm going to give you.
Does he share his name with a product?
Technically not a product.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
man.
I'm going to say yes. In a way, yes. Yes, it was because his name was a product.
All right, get to guess.
That's all I can tell you.
I get to guess.
Oh, this is fun. All right, go ahead.
Is the man's name Juicy Fruit?
Stop it.
Of all things.
And he was it, you know, and the thing, he got the laugh by going a little Spiewak retro, too.
Yeah, of all things, very cool. Juicy Fruit.
No, but we're cracking the nut here. He shares the name with a product, and also, Mike, he's not playing the game very well, Oscar. He revealed it may not be a product that is still around. Seems to me it might be a retro product.
Oh, no, I'll disagree with that. The product is very much still around.
I baited him into that.
You could get the product.
Okay, still available.
I fell
still
into your trap.
Fast food restaurant?
No.
Oh.
Mm.
Rob Spiewak.
Is it something that you would find on the shelf of a grocery store?
No, it's not that kind of product.
God damn it.
Have we ever met him?
No, probably not.
Okay.
That was a useless question. Do another question.
Okay. What about, is it a white guy?
It's not a guy.
And also, this is so totally off. It's a lady.
It's not a guy.
You have to think. All right, here's another hint. I hate giving you continuous. You have to think abstractly.
Okay. Is it?
There's the clue.
All right, I do get a turn here, Oscar. Right. Does it have anything to do with the automotive industry?
No.
Okay.
Ugh.
Pam, what? That's yuck.
Pam Olive.
You mean sort of like the lady who does sideline reporting on Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
There, let me give you, can I, because you're really not even in the ballpark, I have to give you one more hint to get you a little bit on track.
All right.
There is one word that will change the direction of this inquiry, and it has to do with show business.
Jeez, show business.
Does this lady share the name
It's not a lady.
Well, you said
it's not a man. It's not a lady. Yeah. Oh,
it's I didn't say it was not a man.
Isn't a man. The
product is a male.
Okay.
Does the male
subject in question share the name of a motion picture?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
You might have it already.
Michael Clayton.
No.
Oh.
Johnny Dangerously.
No. And incidentally, here's one last hint. I may have referenced this name before.
John Fairplay?
No.
John Fairplay. You're talking about John Dalton.
Yes.
Johnny Fairplay.
But now that you're on this, I will tell you, because that is the word I was looking for was character. A character.
A character.
So that's so what it is.
And it is a movie.
Also, but let me ask you this, Rob Spiewak.
Yes,
if I was saying it's a character and also a product, what would that tell you?
Ah, so it is something that has been merchandised, or it is a movie inspired by a product.
Oh.
Wrong. That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
When you have a character that is also a product, that would indicate that the character is the product.
Yeah, the character is a product.
What
would
that
tell you?
Here's Rob Ford to mess things up.
Go ahead, Rofo.
Does the character carry a whip?
Thank you, Rofo. No, the character does not care.
I already said fast food.
It's not
Zorro,
Indiana
Jones. Indiana Jones.
All right. Is it this movie that it references? Is it a color motion picture?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a talkie.
It's a talkie.
It's a talkie. Thank
all right.
you.
And
you're
he
dealing
with
the wrong partner here.
And he doesn't carry a whip.
Right.
So, and it's a product.
I'm going to give you a little hint.
All right. I'll take it.
If this is going to make it go very quickly.
All right.
Title character.
Well, we kind of.
That's what I was going
that.
For. That's
I
why I
that.
Said it is a product, because you sell this product.
Okay, well, that was a smokescreen then. Is his name?
No, it was not a smokescreen.
Well, it wasn't Ted to help us.
But I gave you more hints than I ever even intended to, because I thought you
John
get it.
John Malkovich.
At one point,
no,
not
that's
a movie.
Regular actor. Oh. It's an actor's name.
No, but at one point, you had us thinking it was a lady. So I'm going to guess, is his name Ben-Hur?
No, it is not Ben-Hur. Yeah, you have to go more modern.
Okay, so it's a more modern movie.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't. I'm at a loss.
Oh,
I'm
then
at
you
loss.
Need to ask a question to advance the game.
Okay. Is
am I the only one who's trying?
Is his first name a long name or a short name?
A short name.
Oh, that helps.
Okay.
A two-syllable name.
Max Headroom.
Not
that's
two
a one-syllable first name. Thank you. Syllable.
And,
syllable.
And
syllable.
Not a movie either. I would like to ring in, please.
Rob Spiewak. Yes. Go ahead.
Billy Madison.
No, it's not Billy Madison.
I've got it. No, I've got it.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you one last tip. Yes. This is going to be the last hint I give. I keep saying it's going to be the... Every time I meet this person, I probably make reference to the fact that his name reminds me of this movie.
Okay. What about...
It's almost impossible not to.
I got it. Look no further. James Bond.
One-syllable name.
Damn it.
Not in the title.
By the way, he lived within walking distance of my house.
Oh, he's mentioned
very,
this.
Very, very close.
He's mentioned this. I know he has.
Yeah, I have. There you go.
You
now you're on the
Damn
right
it.
Track. I have mentioned this.
This is really tough. This is really tough. Is the movie that we are referencing this character, is it a comedy movie?
It is a dramedy.
Is a dramedy?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Hate to do that, but
no,
it had,
no, it's okay. It's
it had
fine.
Heavy moments and it had lighthearted, but more laughs than anything else, I think. But also a romantic movie as well.
And it has a name in it.
The title is a name.
Yes, and the name is a title.
I'm practically handing it to you on a silver platter.
Does the first name start with the letters A through M? The first part of the alphabet.
Yes.
All right. So it's David Copperfield.
No, that's not
it's one, two syllables. Oh, David?
Yeah.
David is two.
Don't talk to me about syllables.
Sorry. Just seems short.
And in about, I'll give Oscar one more, and then I'll give you an easy hint.
All right. Oh, God. So it's not
Indiana Jones. No, I'm not going to give you that. I can't. I can't do it now. I can't give you the easy hint.
It's not Indiana Jones. Not James Bond.
Right.
Something like
two syllable.
Clayton.
Let's see.
I got it.
Yep.
Percy Jackson.
No, it's not.
No, P is in the second part of the alphabet.
Rofo, I'll bring you in, and I'll bring Pony in as well, and I'll bring George, the intern, in. You can all join in now if you have a question or you'd like to hazard a guess.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
The floor
go
is
ahead.
Yours.
When
hey,
you're ready,
don't
Rob
all
Ford.
Jump in at the same
when you're
effing
ready,
time.
Rob Ford.
Is it a... I got nothing.
Unbelievable.
Right now. I'm sorry.
How much pot did you smoke this morning?
Zero. Cut that out.
No, that was the biggest cranial cramp I've ever heard.
His mom
George,
listens to this show.
George or Pony, do you have any question?
Pony first.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to pass this over to George because I've got nothing.
Hey, that's where, well, way to play what? To type there, Pony.
And he was having such a good week, too.
Well, right, go ahead, George.
Enough, please. George.
I'm wearing a fish t-shirt, so I may not be the quickest answer.
Prepared comedy.
That's George. That is George copying. So he was the one. Then maybe it's Rofo getting a contact high from you today.
I've been looking it up online to try to figure
cheating.
It out. I have no idea what the answer is. Seriously.
All right, I guess I have to come up
not
with some
shot.
Hint that's
can we have initials?
It. You can't have the full initials. I will give you the last initial.
Okay.
The initial of the last name.
Okay.
M.
Michael.
Last name.
Martin.
Something Martin.
Could be something Martin, but there'd have to be a first name Martin.
You have to start asking questions about the movie. That's the way you're going to get
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry. Who was one of his main characters in the movie? Like starlets. Was there a starlet in the movie?
Yes.
Who was she?
If I tell you that, that would give
you
the movie.
You don't know enough.
Murphy. She's had a long, illustrious career and been featured in many of her own films, including a series of them.
Oh.
Who's had a series?
And by the way,
Emmanuel
and I'll give you a little more
not
information
Emmanuel,
on her.
No.
In the day, in this movie, she was the it girl. She was considered turbo hot. As her career progressed, probably very soon after, not so much. People didn't feel the same
is
way.
Is it Angelina Jolie?
It is not Angelina Jolie. People still think Angelina Jolie's hot.
She's skinny. She's very
She's
thin.
Too skinny.
Jennifer
She's
Gardner?
Thin. Yes. Is it what?
Jennifer Gardner?
Garner.
Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner. No.
M.
I will give you, would you like me to give you a movie that she was also in? This
yes.
is going to be even more.
Yes, yes.
The one movie she was also in was Cold Mountain.
Cold
oh,
Mountain.
Oh, man.
Is the last name, could not, it's not Mountain. It's,
You're such
who
I
was
said
in,
the actress in this movie was also in the movie
Kidman.
Cold Mountain.
Okay, so it was Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
It is not Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
Right now, our audience is going nuts because they
Renee Zellweger, old squinty eye.
Is it Zellweger? Zellweger.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, so what's... Well, she was not... It wouldn't be Bridget Jones.
No.
Rob Ford.
Rofo, would you like to... Hold on, Rofo, because I think somebody's going to get it right now. Would you like to answer who you
Maybe
think
should know
this person
this.
I bumped
the
into
fact that he
up
knows.
In Maine?
Sucks.
My
it
old neighbor
sucks.
From Manassas. What's his name,
He Googled
Rofo?
It. He Googled it in full
I'd like to lock in Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire!
Ah!
Jerry Maguire.
Did you Google it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, you know, there are lots of options when you
oh,
Google it.
I didn't know you could
Jerry Maguire was the name of the person I bumped into, and my brother-in-law said, "Was his name?" I said, "Yeah, that was Jerry."
What's his name?
Yeah, I said that was Jerry. We just met Jerry Maguire, and might be getting together with
what's
the
Jerry doing up
here.
Up there.
on vacation with his son and his son's wife, and they're up here enjoying a beautiful Acadia National Park here in the wilds of
Did
Maine.
You recognize him right away? Because when you see someone that is that out of context, it sometimes throws you.
And it's alarming.
Right.
Yeah, it is alarming. Yeah. Startling, really.
Yeah.
Well, we only have just 1 minute before we go to break here. I didn't get to half the crap I wanted to talk about today, but I will tell you, because we played that stupid game, which I had so much fun
and
with.
And what does Rob Ford win?
Rob Ford has won another week of producing the Tony Perkins Show.
Happy birthday, Tony, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tom.
So got contacted by our good friend of the 207, Brett Whitmarsh.
207,
and,
yeah.
He was very nice. He's going to be accompanying the regular interviewer. So I'm going to have a total of four guys coming from the main television station up here. And by the way, the 207 is now statewide.
Is it really?
The entire state of Maine is going to say, bye, pretty face. And I decided that what would be really fun is to give them the local brew up here. Just more plugs for the people that gave us Gagan's Brewery. I'm going to get the entire crew drunk on Smiling Irish Bastard when they come to do the interview.
Are you at all worried by the suspect nature of a man who has nothing to do with the television show coming along? I mean, beware, Mike. No. If he hands you a handkerchief and he says...
I welcome him with open arms. Brett Whitmarsh is a friend, and I love the guy, and he is more than welcome
to
my
home. Did you talk about laying out the shots, how you wanted to come off the loft? Officer boat with the fog coming off the water.
It was a brief email exchange. Okay. That's
I mean, that would be the shot.
Yeah, it would. It truly would.
You know, let me just say, if I bump into and every chance is that I will see my my good buddy Zach before the weekend, there may be some lobster boating in
there. Oh, nice.
Because you know these guys that are in TV, they're not plugged into that around here.
Oh, yeah.
No, I disagree. I think Brett spends a lot of time out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Look at his
hands.
We'll
take a break. Yeah, right. Yeah. You got something. You've been counting money all your life. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You can talk about the pit barbecue.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's edition of our show, Gary tells us about his camping trip with the Boy Scouts.
Things get in. Yeah. I don't like mosquitoes. Yeah. I don't like crawly things. Yeah. So I bring my own tent. I like to create a hotel room. I have to make camping work for me, right? So I bring a blow-up mattress. I put sheets on it. I put sheets on it.
What's the threat count on the sheets?
The threat count is 400.
Do you tuck them in?
I do tuck them in, but here's what I don't do, and this is really risky. I don't make hospital corners.
Oh. The Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, Gary, you wouldn't be Jewish, would you? Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our audiobook, now available, Open Mic, the audiobook, and you're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Meara Show as read by the authors, Mike, Rob, Oscar, in our own words, the entire book, and then some, baby. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop, told by the people who lived it.
One of the coolest things is we've actually incorporated archival audio, actual clips from the show in the book, sort of woven throughout, and this is one of my favorite clips. We start complaining about dental floss.
This show begins with Mike O'Meara declaring...
The subject today, dental floss. There is a monopoly on dental floss in America. You have two primary companies.
Well,
you
that's
have
then. It's a duopoly.
All right, a duopoly. Okay.
Yeah,
Virginia
get it right.
Commonwealth University.
Duopoly.
A duopoly. But two companies that seem to have a corner on the market. There's Reach.
Right.
And there's Glide.
What about Oral-B?
Triopoly.
And I thought Glide was a lubricant.
Open Mic, the audiobook, only $6.99, now available, downloaded instantly on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com, Google Play, Amazon. Do all that, and you're going to love it. You're going to love what you hear, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
A company called Costumish.com has just started selling a brand new costume for Halloween 2015. They do this on purpose. They want to get the headlines. It's called the Lion Killer Dentist.
Oh.
If that doesn't ring any bells for you, you must have been on a desert island. But a dentist named Walter Palmer killed a famous lion named Cecil on an African hunting trip. It was 2 weeks ago. Everybody knows
this
story.
Yeah, of course.
The costume comes with a dentist smock covered in fake blood splatters, white surgical gloves covered in fake blood splatters, a few dentist tools for the front pocket, and a fake severed lion's head.
You know what are great? Jokes are great.
It sells for $60. Oh. You know there'll be people at the costume parties doing this. 15% of the proceeds are going towards a wildlife foundation.
Of course they are.
These are, God.
At least they're giving back, Mike.
Yes. 33-year-old Jonathan Weeks is the founder of Costumish. He's already anticipating the backlash. Here's his quote. Halloween is a really tricky day. It's almost about desensitizing things. Maybe our money has Cecil's blood on it. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just here to keep things questionable. Hey, okay, that's like one step. That's the same thing as a Vivid Entertainment vice president.
I was
going to
say, we found someone even less classy than a porn producer or a disc jockey. A costume guy.
Costume dudes. Fiats haven't been on sale in America for very long, but clearly they've been here long enough for us to load them. Mrs. O'Mara had a Fiat Jones for a long time. We test drove Fiats, we looked at Fiats, and we didn't get the Fiat. Believe it or not, I fit in the Fiat, and this is back when I was almost 35 pounds heavier, and I still fit in it. We almost pulled the trigger on a Fiat.
Fix it again tomorrow, the Fiat. Now, when you did you actually deal with a salesman named Fiat Jones?
No, it was not Fiat Jones. The American Customer Satisfaction Index is a survey that ranks different car brands by how much people love them, and this year, Fiat came in dead last.
Yay.
The people behind the survey say the most common issue with Fiat is, quote, customers perceive the quality isn't up to the standards that they had seen in past years. The five car brands that we love the most are as follows. Number one, Lexus.
Okay.
Number two, Acura.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Lincoln. Number four, Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
And number five, BMW.
I'm here shocked are the, that Lincoln is among them. That doesn't seem like it should fit in there, does it?
I'll tell you, you can't drive 5 feet down in South Florida without bumping into one of those old people's Lincolns.
True enough. I guess you're right.
Last forever.
The five that we like the least are Fiat, Chrysler, Jeep. Sorry, Rob.
Hey, I like it.
Cooper Mini and Dodge. Four of those five are owned by Chrysler. Only the Mini isn't. So way to go, Chrysler.
I want Jeep to be. I love Jeeps. I love the way they're styled. I love the way they're. But own a Jeep even years ago.
The traditional ones, like the Wranglers, or do you like?
I like
the
Wranglers and the new Grand Cherokees. But I used to have a Grand Cherokee, and all I had was problems with it. And then imagine this.
Typical.
You spend $40,000+ on a Grand Cherokee, right?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And then you get the old phone call that says, we're going to have to buy your car back because we have an issue.
Yeah,
because they suck.
That's not the way you want to do business.
They're reaping the benefits right now, and that's going to erode their market share. That's if it hasn't already done that.
I'd still buy one of them.
Yeah. Forbes has put together their annual list of the highest paid male TV actors, and it really pays to be on the Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons is number one. $29 million in earnings over the past year.
Damn.
Rob, why are you shaking your head ruefully?
Because, you know what? I wish I figured out that I could say bazinga and be the richest man in Hollywood. But best wishes to him and his husband, Todd Spiewak.
The three other actors from the same show are in the top six. Here's the full list. Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory, $29 million. Johnny Galecki, same show, $27 million. Jesus.
Well, they're in that the thing where they need to keep going so they can write their ticket. And also, does this count residuals?
This is annual.
And does this count the residuals? Because it's syndicated everywhere now, too.
I have no earthly idea.
Wow.
Number three is a four-way tie. This is the top five. At $20 million between Mark Harmon of NCIS, Ashton Kutcher from Two and a Half Men, and the Big Bang Theory actors. God, all Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
Simon Helberg and Kanal Nayar. I don't watch the shows.
So I don't either.
Is that the girl?
I don't know anything about
that. These are actors.
That's the Indian guy.
Here's some Paul McCartney news. Perk your ears up there,
everyone,
Rob.
Everyone be quiet.
Sorry.
John Lennon's murder on December 8th, 1980 was a 1980 was a terrible shock for millions around the world, including Paul McCartney, who feared his former bandmate's killing might lead to his own. In fact, as McCartney admits in the new issue of Uncut, his frayed nerves came leaping to the surface when he spotted armed men on his property during the days after Lennon's death.
Wow.
He immediately assumed the worst. Here's the quote. It was weird. Because in the days that followed, I was like sitting in the house. We had a little perimeter fence mainly to keep the foxes out because we had some chickens. I'm aware of security threats, so I'm on high alert. And I look out and I see someone with an effing gun, like a machine gun. An assault rifle. That's what McCartney recalled. I said, wow, he's in full military gear. And then I see there's a whole patrol of them. I'm going, holy yes, what's going on? As it turned out, there was a relatively simple explanation. I don't know what I did.
I think I rang the police. It turned out the army maneuvers. That's what it was. Sorry. Are these your woods? I put two and two together and made 1,000. God, I don't know how I lived through it. You think you just faint dead on the ground, but they were all there coming through the woods.
He just wanted to tell people that he had an estate that was so effing big that the army could do maneuvers. Yeah.
Maneuvers. They could do military maneuvers on there. And then he bitches about the fact that everybody was saying Lennon was the Beatles. And said, well, we all thought we shared in that. That's the real McCartney.
Well, you know,
you really want to know the real Paul. That's the real Paul.
A lot of that is coming out now more and more as he gets older. And with
you're
the
starting to sour
George
on him a little bit. I've always thought the guy's a little hanky.
Well,
he's a little hanky.
I think he has the talent to back it up.
When he dropped the old peg leg.
Well, she's long gone, peg leg. That was Angel peg leg. You remember that from some old radio show you listened to. So, anyway, I think, if Lennon gets shot and you're Paul McCartney and you see a bunch of guys with AK-47s or military assault rifles walking through your woods, you probably get a little
freaked out.
There's
a tank.
Right. Hey, more Ashley Madison. Here we go. An analysis of data released in last week's Ashley Madison hack reveals all those bottled up energies finding or at least attempting to find an outlet. We've already noted here that we found 39 Ashley Madison accounts that were registered with an ESPN email address. But by searching instead for accounts that were using a known as per publicly available registries, ESPN IP address at the time of sign up, they found many, many more. How many? 101, to be specific. Dozens of them highly influential executives, vice presidents, and producers. ESPN employees responsible for such popular programming as SportsCenter and Sunday NFL Countdown took time out from work to sign up for the cheating-oriented dating service, as did powerful senior finance directors, marketing higher-ups, and assistants to that same ESPN president who vowed to end Bristol's campus culture of extramarital adventures.
Wow.
Female ESPN employees make up a substantial percentage of the list.
Wow, really?
Wow. Well, only 5% of Ashley Madison's users are women. We found that fully 20% of identifiable ESPN signups came from women.
Wow.
So, hey, must be a fun joint to work at.
Oh, yeah.
But can you imagine the disappointment if you're a woman looking for an affair and you sign up and who shows up? Chris Berman.
bank. And now a little something. There's no time to consult a dictionary in the midst of a jealous rage. Apparently, police in Connecticut say they charged a 20-year-old woman with criminal mischief on Thursday after she allegedly keyed the cars of her ex and a former girlfriend, but misspelled a keyword in the process. It didn't take Stanford police long to establish a motive after finding the word war. WORE etched into the friend's car, reports the Stanford Advocate. Assuming the speller had left out the H, they took note of angry texts that Shannon Sapala had sent to her ex-boyfriend claiming he had cheated on her with a friend, along with his testimony that Sapala admitted to the crime. When officers initially questioned Sapala, she denied the vandalism, which included slashing the tires of both vehicles, but immediately after leaving the police headquarters, she allegedly posted a photo of the building on Snapchat and captioned it, "Stanford police have nothing on me."
Oh, God. No.
Well, they did have enough on her, and they arrested her and took her to JALE. So that's it. She is so screwed.
War.
Take a break. Come back with the war. You dirty war. It's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak coming up next on the Mike Romero Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore.
And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
New episode.
Yay.
Hopefully, Mac trim the end of the show.
We know that scandal of a couple of weeks ago. That was big trouble in Little
promo.
China there.
So, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, gather the kids around. Hi, kids. It's Uncle Mikey. How are you? How you doing? Have you had a good summer? Have you been doing whatever you want? Huh? Good. Have you had a little fun with your friends? Got to play out all day long. No homework. Pretty cool, huh? That's all over!
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's back to school time, you little bastards. Mom and Dad are tickled pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. Amazon has everything for you little crumb crunchers. That's right. Books, supplies, lunch boxes, clothes, shoes. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, boys and girls, we get a tiny percentage. So, if Mom and Dad are out shopping Amazon anyway, well, they're not out. They're inside.
Right.
So, shop in a way that helps us. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support the show. So, the next time you need to buy anything, especially all those supplies to get you little nasty creeps back into your schoolrooms, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thank you, cousins!
Cousins!
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, August 26, 2015, Rubs. Be wack.
Funny how sometimes our thoughts overlap, Mike. You said that you predicted before 8 months is out, Donald Trump will have a sit-down with Megyn Kelly.
Yep.
And they'll bury the hatchet. Here's a clip that's been circulating on the social media. This is Donald Trump in 2011 sitting down with Megyn Kelly doing an interview 4 years ago.
Do you really think that you're a better moderator than I am?
No, I could never beat you. That wouldn't even be close. There would be no contest. You have done a great job, by the way, and I mean it.
Thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
We're good.
So they have a past of being sort of friendly towards each
other. Well, you know, who knows? All I know is this is, look, this is like the stock market. I feel the exact same way. I believe, and I don't know, I'm not smart enough to know who they are. I believe there are people in ivory towers that are creating all these things, and we are just a bunch of puppets running around and
sure.
letting it happen to us. I feel that way with the markets, and I feel that way with this media circus that is the Trump thing. And it's all to benefit the media. I really do. I think it's all to get numbers up at Fox so they can sell more advertising. CNN is now the Donald Trump show. You notice that,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
CNN, always accused of being the liberal media. CNN now has 24-hour Trump.
Well, until we get another plane crash, this is their hot number. And
yeah, I mean,
stay
if you want to see Trump, just watch Don Lemon.
Mike, are you familiar with the work of Tom Bleasby?
No one is.
Can't say I'm familiar with that. A young man in the United Kingdom that has his own YouTube channel, and he's starting to get some traction because he has a very, very high voice. Here's his speaking voice. It's not very high.
Hi, everybody. I'm here at Cottage Road Studio. I'm here recording a few covers, and I hope you like them.
I mean, it's nice. It's a pleasant enough voice. And if you want to know what he looks like, just find an eighth grade picture of me. Very handsome young lad.
Little rosy cheeks?
Yeah, a little bit, a little heavy.
Right.
Here he is covering Adele. The voice of his singing really doesn't match the voice of his speaking.
Oh, friend, why are you so shy?
I thought it was Carly Simon.
I'd like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it out. I hoped you'd see my face, that you'd be reminded that for me.
Oh, it gets higher, too. Stay with it. You'll love this. Wait, just one sec.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
That could have been worse. That was pretty good.
Well, his pitch is nice.
I'd like to sing a song on covering Adele for you right now. Where are my balls?
I want to send a congratulations out to WTTG Fox 5 on their hire of Erin Como, their new morning traffic lady.
Yes.
Very Mike, nice hire.
You are missing out,
Hold on, my friend.
Hold
on.
Erin Como, C-O-M-O. They actually let her cover a story this morning. D.C. has the longest delay for commutes. People waste more time on the road in Washington, D.C. than any other city in the country.
That would be E-R-I-N-C-O-M-O?
Yes, sir. And the only thing that's worse than the delays in D.C. traffic are the delay they had on this satellite hookup. Maybe the worst I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
This is from D.C. to Texas. This is not even overseas. Check this out. You will cringe.
Jim Bach is a research analyst with Intrex, who, along with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Hi, Jim. Thanks for joining us. Oh, Jim, can you hear us?
Great to be here.
Oh, it's the delay. Okay, pardon the delay. So Erin is new to the area, and Jim, you come out with this report.
Yeah, I can hear you guys great.
We come out with this report that we come in dead last when it comes to traffic, or first, depending how you look on it. At it.
Is that Erin?
That was Allison Seymour along with Erin.
Yeah, basically Washington, D.C.
Can I ask you a question? He's not in China, correct?
No, he is
so
in Texas.
So the skip, is that, the skip
blame,
is that severe?
I blame not the network, but the guy on the other end.
It's a processing thing where he's got to swallow, process the question.
Yes.
I did. And you know what? And if we're throwing him under the bus and it's illegitimate, I apologize. But please, we'll get the lowdown when we book Aaron Como for the show.
Oh, really?
And I close with this. I've said before, I hate birds. I really hate talking birds.
Yeah. Boy,
this is a bird. It's a budgie, you know, one of those little parakeets named Bluey because it's blue. Nice naming. And they've taught it not to speak, but to imitate R2-D2.
That is cool.
The things that get him excited. I know.
Cool.
Can you imagine after 4 minutes of this, I would throw this bird into a fan.
Hey. How dare you.
Good work, Bluey. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Buddy, get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Great mailbag today to get yours in. Make sure you send it early to Rob Spiewak. Get it in there before next Wednesday.
Thank you.
It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, our audiobook is out there right now. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com or iTunes. $6.99. A great listen for your last but at holiday fun. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.